Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are in our studios at MTP Software, the leader in sports and entertainment CRM. And our next guest, I'm looking forward to this interview. It's going to be, I think, have a lot of great information for our listeners, is Pat Connolly of Bloom Shapiro. Welcome.
Thank you.
Before we get into the whole tax Trump tax policy stuff, do you want to tell us a little bit about Bloom Shapiro?
And your... Sure.
Good.
Bloom Shapiro is the largest New England-based CPA firm. We have offices in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, and we have about 450 people in the firm.
That's a lot of people.
It is.
Right.
We're a full-service CPA firm. We provide accounting, tax, and consulting services to much of New England.
So you're an accountant or an attorney?
I'm a CPA, but right. I've never done accounting. I've always been a tax guy. I started in the IRS, and I just stayed focused on tax.
I've always liked the tax people I've met who had IRS experience. They seem to just have a better sense of what you're dealing with.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be able to read people. That's one thing you learn in the IRS.
Right.
So it was beneficial. I didn't stay long.
You didn't stay, but long enough to get a taste.
Yes.
Well, that's good. And you wanted to talk to us today about something I know we're all thinking about, any of us who are in business, any entrepreneurs, and that's the Trump tax policies.
Yes.
So what's up?
Well, not much. I mean, I think... there's certainly been a lot of discussion over the last couple of years. There's been proposals there. The House has come up with their blueprint. President Trump, back late April, he issued his tax plan, which was summarized on one page. So there's certainly been a lot of discussion. I think as far as the details, that's to be determined. I think we certainly have a long way to go with tax reform. I think, a year ago I would have said that 2017 would have something this year, but I think, I still think we'll have something, but I think it's going to be a longer process than I would have expected.
You think they've learned their lesson? They're thinking this through before they get out of the gates?
Hopefully,
right.
I know
they're learning with health. They're learning with healthcare.
Yes.
You got to. If you're going to make your move,
yes,
you got to be thorough. And tax has been country was created on a tax revolt.
Right.
So
right.
We've learned we got to be careful how we address tax changes.
Right. I mean, I've been doing this long enough. I was around in the '86 Reform Act, which was really the last significant tax reform.
Right.
And that took some time to pass, but clearly it passed and it had bipartisan support, which I think is really important to push a tax changes through. So hopefully Congress will be able to do that, and hopefully we can get something out there. My concern, will it really be tax reform or will it be something less than that?
Well, there's different pressure points that are affecting us, correct?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I think everybody agrees we need tax reform, but we also need revenue.
Correct.
And
correct.
Those are the two biggest factors sort of influencing the politics of change?
Yes. I mean, looking at the one-page summary that was issued by President Trump, it certainly has a lot of great approaches and approaches that will reduce taxes. But the issue is, if you want permanent tax reform, it really needs to be revenue neutral. We can't add to the existing deficit.
Right.
And I think that's, the devil's in the details. You know, how do we get there?
Shifting priorities, right?
Yeah.
Because that's all they're really going to be doing, right?
Right.
If you're going to take a dollar from here, you got to give a dollar there.
That's correct. If you want permanent tax reform. If you want temporary tax reform, that's a different story. But, I don't think that's the goal. I think the goal is permanent tax reform.
Right. Do you have any, I assume, if you're like me and you love watching politics, do you sit and sort of hypothesize in your head where they're going to be making changes, what they could do, what they can get away with?
Yeah.
I hate to use that term, get away with.
Yeah, you know, I watch the political news every night myself.
Right.
I mean, I think some of these, you know, there are a lot of great ideas, but I go back to, this is a great idea, but you know, how do we pay for this?
Right.
What's the offset to this? You know, when you look at the business side of the tax change, we look at the lower corporate rate. And one of the proposals out there is even applying that lower corporate rate to pass-through entities such as S corporations and LLCs. That's huge. That's
right.
Huge because right now those entities pay based upon the individual rates, which can be as high as 40%.
Wow. I represent that remark.
And you know, if that rate can come down to what they're talking about, 15-20%, that's huge.
But that's also more in line with what some other countries are doing too.
Correct.
Small business gets disproportionately taxed compared to other countries, which I think is shocking to a lot of people.
Yes. I mean,
Business is the engine.
It is.
And it doesn't have the lobby groups, but it's the engine.
Well, especially Massachusetts. I mean, I think a lot of businesses are small business, and I think they're structured as pass-through entities. So,
well, even on a national level, over 90% of all job creation is coming from small business. But since large corporations have more tax loopholes, they also have more revenue to lobby Washington.
Correct.
Laws tend to be written for them, not for the as I call it, the engine of the economy.
Right. I mean, one of the issues they talk about is that, you know, the corporate tax rate of 35%, which is what the corporate rate is. But for a lot of large public companies, they don't necessarily pay 35%.
Some don't pay anything.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
I don't know how they can do it, but I don't know.
I do.
I know how they do it. Yeah. I don't know how they do it in a sense of sort of astonishment. Like,
yes.
It's like, how do they get away with this one? How come GE's not paying taxes? And Radio Entrepreneurs and Mage, my management consulting firm, or this company we're sitting in, MTP Software, why are they paying taxes and they're not?
Right. Well, there's...
And that was it seemed to be a more dominant media issue before the election.
Yes. And I think, you know, they have the ability... And everything they do, the large companies, to get to those lower rates, it's nothing illegal. It's just the current tax laws allow them to do that.
Like overseas investments and things like that.
Offshore.
Which smaller businesses can't do.
Right.
And they've talked for a while about closing those loopholes. So if I could play a game with you, you don't look like a big game player, but let's pretend I'm Donald Trump.
Yes.
The phone is ringing. Hey, Pat, it's Donald.
Yep.
What are the three things you want me to do with this new tax bill?
I think
first of all, say hello, Mr. President. Yeah, thanks hello, for Mr. calling.
I want to be careful about what I say.
Don't quote me, Donald.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, I think certainly, you know, helping small business, helping create more jobs. And let's face it, jobs come from small business. I think that's true. And, so having tax policy that supports the small business in the country, I think, is important because that will benefit everyone. The larger businesses, I mean, they talk about eliminating, going to a territorial tax system versus a worldwide system. I mean, that's more of a, you know, that's not really a small business issue. But I think, certainly reducing the rates. I mean, right now, you know, a rate for an S-Corp, you know, you're looking at 40%, if not higher, and then you get the state side. It's costly. It's costly. And then policies, you know, looking, maybe beneficial policies for capital additions. Currently, they're actually pretty favorable, but there's been talk about having, 100% expensing of fixed asset additions, capital additions. That'd be nice.
That would create a lot of investment.
Yes, but again, you have to do that in a way that it gets paid for.
So I don't want to lessen the work of any major accounting firm like Bloom Shapiro, but don't you think a simplified tax code would be beneficial to the country? Maybe not to accountants.
We always seem to find the work on the accounting side.
Right. Good. So we'll leave you out of the equation.
So I'm not so concerned about that.
But isn't it too complicated?
It's very complicated. I mean, I had worked at one of the big four firms prior to Bloom, and I had a client who had some international tax issues, and I had one of the best partners in the firm working on some international issues, and they couldn't get it right.
You know,
because of the complexity of the tax law.
Right. When I was a kid and I did the bonehead move, my father would say, "What are you, a brain surgeon?" You remember that expression?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I don't think a brain surgeon, if he decided or she decided to go to medical school, would find it more difficult to learn the tax code than it was brain surgery in today's world.
It may be. There's a lot to it. I mean, you know, honestly, no one fully knows the tax code.
And I just add one thing about less of a tax burden on small business, because I'm a consultant. I've worked with hundreds of companies. Yeah. When I line up, and this happens every week, the salaries of owners of small businesses to employees, and I line up the senior executives and managers of people who work in larger corporations, the discrepancy in pay scale is dramatic. And if there were more tax credits, I think we'd put more money, not just in the owner's pockets of entrepreneurships, but in all the staff.
Right.
It's dramatic. When an owner says to me, "I make X amount," I'm used to hearing now in larger corporations 2 to 3 times higher for the same jobs in a larger corporation. And I think that's, you know, there's a reason. There's more financial pressure in the smaller companies. And I think it would help to stimulate employment, growth, and investment if they did that. So I want to support what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. Those are good points.
Well, you know, it's nice when everybody can live well.
Yes.
Would be nice. Yes. You know, I love the topic. I hope you come back again, Pat. If somebody wants to find you at Bloom Shapiro, how would they do that?
Well, we have a website.
Right.
Certainly, they could go to the website if they have questions, inquiries. Certainly, you can submit for the website.
At Bloom Shapiro.
At Bloom Shapiro.
Right.
I work in our Quincy office. Certainly, if someone wants to reach out to me, my phone number is 781-610-1207. Or my email is pconnelly@bloomshapiro.com. And be happy to talk to someone if... you know, if they have any questions, issues, love to hear from them.
Well, we're going to wait for closer to the tax period. Then we're going to have to bring you back.
Yeah, and I have a feeling.
And you'll have some meat on the bone, huh?
Yeah, and it might be more than once.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah.
My name is Jeffrey Davis of Radio Entrepreneurs and also Mage LLC. And we've been talking to Pat Connolly of Bloom Shapiro, big tax expert. And geez, you had a phone call with the president. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.